This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Gonna shine, la 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 la. Get me to the church. Well, we have to figure out if it's gonna be a church wedding or not. Now there are two weddings in the immediate future. Well, I don't know about immediate future, but I know one I haven't been invited to. So Jennifer, you better measure your words carefully as I ask you the next question.
Well, not to show anybody up, but of course you'd be invited, Debbie.
All right, so Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. It's Memorial Day. We're all here together, holiday or no, to acknowledge those who have suffered, given the ultimate sacrifice to make this country what it is. And there are some people who question whether it was all worth it or not. I am not one of them. But there are those who say, America. Well, those are the people that we probably will ignore today if we have any consciousness or any common sense. But then there are those who will not pay any attention at all because they don't know. We were talking earlier, Jennifer and Victoria, about if you look at the audience last night at the Memorial Day concert in Washington, pretty much everybody is old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same as the 4th of July concert or what might be acknowledged, because Veterans Day is for those soldiers and people in the service who are still alive. Memorial Day is to pay homage, respect to those who have died. And so it is something, I don't know if danger is the right word for it. I don't really know what the right word for it is, but under the circumstances, forgetting or not knowing in the first place what it is that we're doing here today. Are we having a cookout? Are we having a swimming party? Are we going on vacation? Or are we really here to understand the history of sacrifice of people and to measure what freedom is worth? And unfortunately, freedom is a messy, messy, messy concept that requires or has required a lot of people to give their lives to sort of protect it. Because the state of the human condition is such as you develop people who follow these curves, like the Emperor of Japan and the leaders of Nazi Germany, and look around today at Daesh. There's always going to be somebody, as part of the human condition apparently, who will follow into no man's land, into certain death, for reasons that do not benefit those who are the aggressors. I'm talking about the soldiers in uniform. The aggressors benefit plenty. We have never been, at least outwardly, an aggressor. Do you know that? We've never, we can talk about Teddy Roosevelt, and what went on down in the war in Cuba. But I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, have we ever started a war? I suppose you could say maybe Iraq. And those who would apologize for it would say that was as a result of September 11th. No, it really wasn't. So maybe in our lifetime we've seen America start a war that was unnecessary. But generally speaking, when you go back over, the Revolutionary War, did we start it? No, we just said we don't want to be part of you, Britain. And they said, well, that's too bad because you are, and we won't let you go. And so did we start that war? Maybe that's open to interpretation. But you know, look at the Barbary Wars, the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War. Help me, from what you understand from history, any of you, where we have started a war. I don't think we have.
I would say our Revolutionary War was probably maybe started by us. But other than that, you're right. Iraq is questionable, and Afghanistan is questionable.
What's going on now is questionable.
That was sort of in a, it was explained as a response to something. And I wouldn't say what's going on now is all that questionable, because there's been a, I mean, it's non-traditional, but there's been a jihad declared on the West by ISIS. So they declared that war first.
Well, they claim it was because we started it with our aggression. So
perhaps, maybe.
But this is not a discussion about that, although I'm happy. I don't tell you what to say. You say what you want. I'm just looking around.
Oh, but you asked me which wars were started by us.
Yeah,
and so that would be my answer.
No, and that's what I did want. I meant to say to those who are listening that I don't want to sort of narrow this down. It can be as broad as you want it to be. You think about these events. I guess I would draw the line at Desert Storm to a point. That is, before or after Desert Storm, we seem to have been involved in questionable things. Desert Storm was righteous as far as I was concerned, even though it had nothing to do with us in reality. It did sort of, but it didn't really. But it was about right and wrong. And then you get into that whole area of who decides what's right and wrong. I think there's a general collective that goes with that conversation. At any rate, when you think about the day, what do you think about? Jennifer, what do you think about doing today on Memorial Day?
Well, admittedly, I don't do much like I should, but I do remember. I do know what the day is for. I think there's a lot of confusion. People don't know if it's just about honoring every veteran who served or who hasn't. I mean, Memorial Day is for those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, who have given their life for this country. And so, you know, should I be doing something more? Maybe, but I do keep them in my thoughts today for sure.
Well, who determines whether you should or you shouldn't? It's not.
Well, I mean, as far as going to a formal celebration.
Mm. What about you, Victoria? What goes on in New York on a day like today?
I don't know. I'm never in New York on Memorial Day, so I don't. I actually don't even know if there's a parade in New York. But I'm down at the Jersey Shore, and there's always a bunch of parades and celebrations and fireworks and all kinds of stuff. So, just growing up in a small town, there was always a parade in that went through our town. It didn't last very long because it was small, but I remember my grandfather, who served in the Navy in World War II. That was something that, you know, was important for him to always go and salute everyone as they walked by. So that's sort of my memory of
is it
really
important for you
celebrating? I try to, you know, I try to make a donation.
I'm just trying to.
I mean, I try to do, you know, I mean, I don't like parades, so I don't, you know, I try to make a donation to, you know, some sort of a cause that, you know, will help in any way. And you know, I just, and then there's lots of, I mean, in the age that I'm in now with social media, there's lots of social media tributes and things like that. So that's kind of how we keep things in our memory at this point. You know, that's how we keep
using
people.
Social media.
Well, no, I mean, just in the digital age, it's, you know, it's nice to see that kids and people of all ages are aware of it. And I think social media helps in that sense.
Yeah, I would say, because we're certainly not talking much about it in school. There isn't much of a focus on that sort of thing. And I just think.
And if you don't have a grandparent taking you to a parade, then I don't really know what else kids, how they would be exposed to it.
Yeah.
So then does the holiday die out? Because I've noticed, too, it seems that it's always older people who celebrate Memorial Day. So does this eventually die out? And wouldn't that be awful? I mean, if there's not anybody who's younger, who's in our generation, who's willing to continue it, it's one of those things you think about. Is it going to look like something different in a few years?
I think it depends on who's in charge, frankly. The last four presidents have not seen military service. Well, that's not true. George Bush was kind of in the military. but Clinton wasn't, and Obama wasn't. And so I think that's when it started, actually, for me. I think about all that I knew about George Bush, the father, and what he was involved in. You know, you can say what you want about people with silver spoons in their mouths. George Bush had nothing to apologize for. He almost got killed in a plane incident. He was a bomber in the Pacific, if I remember correctly, and the plane went down into the Pacific, and he almost was, you know, a shark bait. if I remember the story correctly. So he's the last guy kind of that's been in charge that really understood what this was about. And I suppose there's a good part to that, because not so many people, the draft stopped when I was a kid. I was in the draft, and I was drafted to go in the service during the Vietnam War, and then I didn't go. But that's the last era where men were conscripted. And then there's always this continuing conversation, well, if we do the draft again, women will have to be a part of it. Oh, it's okay. If women want equality, then that's part of how it'll show up. But do we even need to have a draft? Because under the circumstances, what a horrible thing. Then I saw so much stuff over the weekend with the advent of Kim Jong-un firing another missile and what they're doing technologically and how much further they can get. And the speculation on what kind of a war it would be. It would be catastrophic, the worst in most people's lifetimes. I mean, what the hell kind of talk is that? But yet, it's where people's minds are, because we spend so much time in our own psyches getting ready for war. And if you get ready and you spend all this money, instead of trying to figure out how to get along with people, it ends up sooner or later, people like this want to... we're going to get the enemy. The people in Korea are not our enemies. Maybe Kim Jong-un is. Any more than most of the people in the Middle East are our enemies. Even though, when you look at some of the crazy stuff that goes on, you wonder sometimes, because the world has so many different people and their thought process is so much different than ours. And if we don't understand it, for example... In Bangladesh this weekend, authorities dismantled a statue of a woman who was meant to personify Lady Justice outside of the Supreme Court in Bangladesh because of the hardliners saying you cannot glorify women. So, you know, you have this kind of thinking that is so foreign to us, and then there are any other number of ways that we look at the way other people think. We just don't like it. But that doesn't mean, do we crack down on them? And because there's such negative focus on these people, is it because they're Islam? It's from Islam? Or is it just they are, coincidentally, and they think this way whether it was that they were Muslims or not? And I don't know the end. It's another, the people in charge, if you look at the culture of these countries, and because I'm specifically mentioning Bangladesh here, you found them becoming much more conservative. They're turning away from some of the progressive thinking that's being put forth by some. And look at they separate boys and girls in school, and anybody they are taught in elementary school, if you blaspheme Islam, you'll be put to death. Anybody who says anything negative about the Prophet Muhammad in that country will be put to death. How do we even relate to that? Think about our freedom of speech here, as much as we question whether we really have any more. I mean, think of some of the things that are said about religions in our country. Some of the fun that's appropriate to be poked at some of these people who take themselves so seriously. Jerry Swaggart, what's his first name? Jimmy Swaggart?
Jimmy.
Yeah. And some of these other people. I mean, how many people even think about them? Aren't their shows or what they're all about, aren't they the same kind of as these crazy Muslim zealots?
Yes, well, I don't know if Jimmy Swaggart's killing people. Certainly yeah. There are some that intimidate. I mean, there's so many varying degrees.
If you listen to his sermons, maybe they bore you to death, but other than that...
Well, and they may not be accepting of all lifestyles and all of that, but, I mean, the difference is, studying Islam, there are at least seven, maybe more, different branches of Islam. Sex. And there's only one... that preaches to kill the West and that we deal with. It's just they're the loudest. They're the ones that are of the most threat to us. And so they're the ones that we talk about.
Yeah, they are. And we put them all together, though, those who don't know. Thank you, Jennifer, for pointing that out. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The pop side of the Allman Brothers Band was what appealed to me. But they're really a bluesy band more than anything else, or they were. There's not much left of them now, certainly since the passing of Greg Allman over the weekend, 69. He'd been involved, as most of these rockers are, with all kinds of substance abuse problems, hepatitis C diagnosis, liver transplant. Dwayne, his brother, died in 1971 in a motorcycle crash. But I think if you remember, this is a song that was well known, Midnight Rider for them. Melissa's another good song of theirs. One of the ones that I like most is Ramblin' Man, frankly, from there. When I think of the Allman Brothers Band, I think of the Ramblin' Man and that song. Crank that up, will you? Please, Kara. And I also remember back to when he married Cher, thinking, what in the world is she thinking?
I forgot they were married, by the way, until he passed and I saw her note to him.
Yeah, right.
They have a son together, which is weird, too. I forgot that as well.
He passed away peacefully in Savannah, according to a statement from his website. Family planned to release a statement today, apparently. He struggled with a lot of health issues over the past several years, said the statement. During that time, Greg considered being on the road playing music with his brothers and solo band for his beloved fans, essential medicine for his soul. Go back to 1970 and the years since then. They've had 24 albums, 10 top, four of them are top 10 albums. Brothers and Sisters reached number one for 5 weeks in 1973. And these guys were in their 20s then. And at that time, Greg Allman was drinking about a quart of vodka a day. He was hooked on heroin then.
Oh, so he was a light drinker.
Third marriage, right.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Cher walked out after 9 days of the marriage. You asked about that in a second. But they just recognized, they had a son, Elijah Blue, and I remember they reconciled for a while at the time, and they recorded some stuff as All Men and Woman. All Men and Women. Got it?
Okay. I saw that album. I was like, I don't get that. That's weird. I thought she just wanted to be anonymous.
No. They had A couple of tunes. They recorded in this, let's see, 77, To the Hard Way. They officially divorced in 1979. Cher was on Twitter, said, I've tried, words are impossible to deal with a heartbreak. And then you get the usual group of tributes from fellow musicians, Keith Urban, Charlie Daniels, Peter Frampton, Ringo, Cheryl Crow, John Mayer, Rascal Flatts, Melissa Etheridge, Bob Seger, Brad Paisley, amongst others, paying tribute to a guy who, in spite of his lifestyle, contributed a lot to American pop music, I think, anyway, blues music. But I don't get what it is that makes these people so connected to drug. Is it one go hand in hand with the other? Do you have to be on drugs in order to be this creative? And if that's so, what, you know, what does that say? Look at Jimmy Morrison, Janis Joplin, these people who died.
I think that's a lie that a lot of them tell themselves.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. But they also all started back then at a time where it, I don't know, it just seemed to be that's what everyone did. And now that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, I guess. I think you're right. Maybe we looked at it as a post-Woodstock generation. People got lost pretty much in all of this stuff. But and then you ask yourself why. And look at what it gets us. Hepatitis C, you know, things like that, liver transplant.
Heroin is so nasty.
Oh, my
God. It is so nasty.
It is. All right. Well, a moment for Greg Allman in a manner of speaking, as we remember lots of people who have given their life for lots of good reasons. I don't know that his life was given for good reason, but it's interesting to know he's passed on Memorial Day.
Emotional baiting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all want to connect with others to some extent, so it's important to understand that we all probably fall somewhere on the continuum of emotional baiting. And it's even more important to understand what emotional baiting is. Emotional baiting is fishing for people to be interested in you. For example, you might tell someone that your health's not doing well, and then when they ask what's going on with you, you might take your good old time in responding, with the intention of baiting them to continually ask and see how you're doing. But emotional baiting is a game we play when we feel insecure, when we want others' attention but aren't willing to outright ask for it. And if you'd like to skip all the antics and move much more further away on the continuum from emotional baiting, then here's what to do when you want attention. Just ask for it. It's that simple. And there's no judgment, because we all want emotional attention sometimes. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775.
33:34, actually half the hour. So memorializing Memorial Day is a good thing. We have something else, however, to memorialize today, and I'm getting it in the chops from all of the ladies who are my brethren here, my women. What do you say? What's the equivalent for brethren?
Harem?
Sisterin.
Sisterin, yes. It's not, as opposed to the cistern, the cistern. Okay, so the big announcement over the weekend, and this has been not all over social media, I suppose today if we talk
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, this is like a sneak peek, actually,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is, right. Jennifer was fortunate enough, or the man, I should say, maybe it's the other way around, but Jennifer's wearing a ring today that she was not wearing last Friday. And it appears that a gentleman who is very lucky...
A gentleman caller. Get it right.
At 888-302-3684. Yes. Jennifer, can
no,
I marry you?
Caller.
Yes. And a fourth caller. Yes.
I think actually that happened once, didn't it? I think so. Maybe right. On this show. Right. I think I got a
proposition
via phone. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So Victoria is engaged to be married later on, actually next month. Jennifer has gotten engaged this past weekend. And to listen, I should probably just be quiet here and listen to the three of you talk
about oh, you want because, the scoop, don't you?
Well,
we want the story.
I think what's going on here is that Victoria can hardly wait to talk to you about it. And if you look at some of the, Jennifer sent all of us pictures of her ring and the things
so
that
pretty
were going on this weekend. So now, from the perspective of women talking to women about these sorts of things, I sit back and relax and
check my email.
Let nature
sit back,
take
relax,
its course.
And tune out.
Yes. No. I want to listen to this because I'm interested. I'm excited for you because I love you. I've loved you for years and years and years. I've known you since you were 13.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's weird. Isn't it? And I'm 16 now, so
yes,
it's a long time.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, we, you know, I've been dating someone for, gosh, it'll be 2 years in August. And I had this feeling, guys. I had the feeling that this was the weekend because he was acting a little strange in the days leading up to our trip.
How do you describe strange?
Well, he goes, so what do you want to do in Paso? I said, you know, we went to Paso Robles, which is wine tasting. And this was a birthday gift from him that was just delayed because of our crazy schedules and accommodations. Jeff has been previously married. He's got kids. So he has only every other weekend. So, you know, there's just a lot of logistic stuff to work out. So birthday's in February, but we celebrate in May. And he said, so what do you want to do during the trip? And I said, oh, I don't know. I said, you know, one of the things I'd love to do is just sort of drive around and see what wineries we see. I mean, so often when you're with a group of people, you have to have a plan. Otherwise, you don't get anywhere. And it's kind of fun just to be aimlessly wandering. So he said, okay, fine. He said, do you know any vineyards that we could hike through? I said, that was my first inkling that this was going to happen because usually you don't hike
through
people's vineyards.
Is there a ring dangling from a tree along one of those trails?
Well, you know, usually it's private property, so they don't like allow traipsing through the grapes, but it was a nice thing. So I kind of, you know, I was getting the vibe that it was going to happen. We got up there on Friday and had a nice afternoon. We tasted at a couple of places and checked into the guest house that we were staying.
You stayed
and
together in the same room?
Oh, well, they're separate beds. Oh, no. So,
Lucy and Ricky style.
Right. So he said, so he wasn't acting weird. So I thought, well, maybe I'm just kind of over, you know, maybe I was overreacting. Maybe nothing's going to happen. He wasn't acting strange at all. Saturday, we get up early. We have our coffee outside. There's a little barnyard cat that was hanging out with us. Really fun. We started our day and went to a couple of wineries. And I said, oh, we should go to Niner. So we go to Niner. And Niner Winery is a beautiful tasting room. And when you look out, there's a hillside with a cluster of trees that forms a heart. And so we did our tasting, and he turned to me, and he goes, so do you want to go take a picture outside? And I said, sure. I said, well, selfie. And he goes, no, I'm going to get the guy from the counter to go with us. Okay. And we go traipsing outside, and the guy from the counter, I said, well, you probably know the best place for us to stand, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. Well, there were women in the spot because they were trying to take a selfie. You know, they were all dressed up for wine tasting and kind of selfieing away. And so I'm standing there, and they said, oh, would you mind taking our picture? So as I'm taking the picture, I hear Jeff behind me asking the guy, now, take a lot of pictures. The guy goes, how many pictures should I take? And I hear Jeff say, as many as you can. So I thought, oh, my gosh, this is happening. And my hand started to shake because I'm taking a picture for these women. And, you know, so we turn around. It's our turn. I'm still pretending like we're just smiling for the camera because at this point I'm like frightened, like I'm drowning because I'm a nut.
And no, because you have concerns about commitment. That's natural.
So I start smiling, and Jeff turns to me, and he's not even looking at the camera. I thought, oh, no, he really is going to do this now. And he goes, should I do it here? Is this a nice spot? And he was very nervous, too. He goes, should I do it here? Is this a good spot? Is this a good spot? And I turned to him. I said, no. Which is all documented on my phone, by the way. And then he goes, no, I think this is a good spot. And he dropped to one knee and asked me if I would marry him. And I said, yes.
Aww. And did the guy get good pictures at the moment?
Eyed. Yes. Of me going, no, and then of me smiling.
And then yes.
When's his birthday?
He is a Libra, which is actually very good for me because I am an Aquarius.
Yeah. All right, did he have a tear in his eye?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think we were both so nervous at that point. So we stood up. We, you know, we did the kiss on the cheek. We took another picture. And then he's like, well, do you want to go?
No tongue after that? Come on.
No. I'm like, I need to go sit down. So we had to sit on the patio for a moment so I could, like, collect myself.
Oh, my God. So, all right, ladies have questions about the size of the ring, choosing a ring. So he chose this ring on his own, did he?
Kind of. He did. He had. He was working with the jeweler in New York who was helping him out. And
it's so pretty.
I had kind of showed him what I liked because, you know, I always find that once women reach a certain age, it's good to offer guidance, to be confident enough to offer the guidance into something that you really want.
Choices. All right. Well, how many choices did he have? Did you give him choices or you just said, this is what
Apparently
I want?
Apparently he ordered three rings and he didn't like the first two. So this was the winner. The first ring he had kind of showed me, I think. And I said, ooh, not big fan. It had a really thick band and, you know, girls are girls. So I kind of showed him some ideas of what I liked and then he picked it out and it's beautiful.
So you're happy with the ring and what it represents. So for you, what does it represent?
Well, as Jeff said, the funniest part about us is like Saturday we were like in shock. And then on Sunday, driving home back to L.A., I started to panic. I'm like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? We need to have a talk. We need to, and I'm like freaking out. And so then the more I talked to him, the better I felt. And then I kind of turned to him.
That's kind of his job, by the way.
Right. I turned to him as we're driving down the road, and he looks like he just saw a ghost. And I said, are you okay? He's like, I'm starting to panic a little right now. So he had calmed me down, and then he was a little nervous. It's, you know, here's the deal. And this is what I don't think a lot of people understand, because I'm very open with my feelings. And so when people say, how are things with Jeff? It's not that anything is wrong with the relationship with Jeff. It's that our lives are complete lives that we now have to merge because we got married older. Younger people don't have a whole lot when they get married, and so they start to – they grow together.
Make a
But I have I have a home. I have a very independent lifestyle. I have all of this. He has a home. He has two kids. And so we have to figure out the best way to blend our lives, and it's the logistics, I think, that's the hardest part. Yeah. So
have you talked about these sorts of things, though?
We've started, and I told him, I said, we're going to enjoy this for 2 weeks, and we'll meet back in 2 weeks, and we'll start talking about – finances and what the timeline looks like and all
So here's the rule for finances. You ready?
Yeah.
What's yours is yours. What's his is his.
Yeah.
And what's
his is
ours
mine.
Is ours.
And right. What's you ours is mine too.
You don't put you don't in California especially. It's a 50-50 state. You make sure you maintain ownership
of
your house.
Well, I have to tell you
on your own
about. I have to tell you about my romantic Jeff.
Yeah.
Yesterday. My dad was chatting with us, and the discussion of prenup came up, and Jeff's like, oh, we're getting one.
And for him or for you?
And I said, aren't I the one that's supposed to, like, shouldn't I be jumping at that? And he goes, well, I'm doing it because it protects you, and it'll make you feel better. So there you go, prenup.
Right.
Yeah. That's really sweet.
Got to understand.
That's the only time I've ever said sweet and prenup in the same sentence.
I know.
It just is.
It's smart.
I look at it this way. It's a practical way to deal with something that is impractical. I was only married once, and there was nothing. You have a pot to pee in. So I mean, at the end, we did, and I laugh. Tony was always. I've loved three women in my life,
and I'm one of them.
Well, before.
Okay, better.
But in terms
Victoria
of
and Kara,
five how well, then there would be five and six.
Megan. Yeah.
Well, it's a different kind of love. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about the kind of
all
love.
All right, you
that
can take us off.
Send you to the moon. Tony never sent me to the moon. I just loved her as a person, maybe as the mother of my children. I never knew how to love her, and it was, as it turned out, it wouldn't have made any difference anyway, because we were terrible lovers. We were terrible as husband and wife, and would never have been no matter what age we were married. That's the sort of thing I've learned through understanding astrology, that we would never have been compatible. But that didn't stop me from loving her through her whole life, and she me. It's just that there were things about the women in my life, the women I've at least two of them anyway, have had trust issues. And Tony, and it plays on where you come from. So that's why I always want to know the background of stuff. Now, I think I've told you on the air and off the air, Tony had gotten out of a convent when she met me. I was the first person she met. She had been in a convent, had been a nun, had had an affair with a priest, and as silly as it is, that priest married us. That shows you how crazy warped things.
Was this a plot on, like, Dynasty?
It would have been. But I didn't pay much attention because I was in shock through the whole thing. I was 23 years old. They didn't know my ass from my elbow. And, you know, that's why I say to people, I had been divorced by the time I got to be your age. I'd been divorced 7 or 8 years, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And got so shell-shocked about it that I haven't really wanted to be, with only one exception, married, or maybe there are two. But of the people that I've known and been around, the whole idea of protecting, I've always been, either women have found me attractive who have substance, or I've found whatever the question is. And so if you ever get tight with them, you have to deal with the realities of the situation, as sad as it seems. But what you do, if you straighten it out before you get married, you save a lot of heartaches down the road. Because in some, as I say, state of California is merciless. Massachusetts is as well. Many of them are. And Tony and I didn't fight with her. We had a guy, when she said she didn't want to be married to me anymore because I didn't understand marriage, she was right. We went to see a lawyer who was a friend of ours, and for $350 we were going to get a divorce. So here I am talking about divorce with Jennifer, she just got engaged. But what we didn't have, I mean, I had worked hard and already started amassing things, including debt. And so, but we had a nice home, we had property, we had things, and so as we looked at the realities, you know, splitting 50-50, whatever seemed obvious was the way to do it because that was the law. And so I was going to go into debt more to pay her, you know, so that she would stay in a place that she was accustomed to staying in, which ultimately she did. But instead of just doing the divorce for $350, some of her friends who had already gotten divorced said, oh, no, he's trying to screw you. You better get a good lawyer. Well, the sum and substance of it was over the period of the next year, I spent $18,000, $19,000, and it just was money that didn't get split at the end of the divorce because she didn't trust that I was telling her the truth, which I was. And so I go back to the business about trust and trust issues. You iron all the stuff out ahead of time so there isn't mistrust, but also know who you're marrying and know what maybe the issues are, if they are trust issues, how to deal with them. Not that you shouldn't be around them or deal or have them, but because we're all human beings. But this guy sounds like a very good guy. And if he loves you and you love him, I trust your instincts. Not that it's up to me one way or another. I mean, you don't care whether I like him or I don't like him. I don't know him.
Actually, I do. That does matter to me, yes.
Well, I care that he takes care of him. I care that he respects you. And, I guess that's the word, respect.
Aw. Well, you know what, Jen? It just sounds like you're such a busy person. We all kind of we joke about we want you to take time off and things like that.
No, we don't.
For yourself. Not from the show, but I mean just on the weekends. on the weekends, we want you to, we're always saying get some sleep. But, it sounds like he really not only understands, he probably doesn't like how busy you are, but he gets it, and that's important.
I'm not for the faint of heart.
So no. Okay. For sure. Hey, Kara, great job on those commercials. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time, Monday, and the focus is on perfect weather. Wow. How are we going to do this? I need some good weather to get farming here. We got all this rain in the Northeast, and it doesn't seem to be abating. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out, listening to Victoria here in a moment, how to find perfect weather using a technologically speaking, a newly invented map. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here.
If you talk in there,
why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Did you know that 30 million Americans are affected by a rare disease? In fact, there are 7,000 identified rare diseases, including cystic fibrosis, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and Tay-Sachs disease, to name just a few. I'm Kansas Senator Kay Wolf and Chair of Women in Government. And if you or a loved one has a rare disease, it is important to know that you are not alone. Research and innovation must and will continue, and there are many organizations that can support you and your families. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, 56 past the hour. Victoria, this map to find perfect weather, how reality-based is this?
This is incredibly high-tech and incredibly reality-based. It's called decisiondata.org, and it's a website. It's a handy new tool that actually helps travelers find the perfect temperature and the perfect type of weather that they're looking for vacation spots all around the world, and it's done in real time. So this started because one of the most popular Google searches is, quote, what's the best time to visit, and then you insert destination. And so the problem is that those searches pretty much give you underwhelming results because temperature ranges aren't included. They'll give you the current temperature, but not, and then maybe the weekend forecast, but it doesn't really help you knowing statistically and historically where the best weather is. And so this guy who's a traveler decided that he's a tech guy. He decided that he was going to start decisiondata.org. And to build the map, he took 10 years of curated weather data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, plus 10,000 weather station worldwide, weather station reports from 35 million lines of data. I mean, this is a huge project. And all you have to do, it's very simple and it's really fun. All you do is just plug in the weeks or the dates that you want to travel. And then it gives you, you type in the ideal mean temperature, the low temperature that you're willing to suffer through, and the high temp, and the preferred amount of rain. Most people say no rain. So, and then it tells you all around the world where a good spot would be for the type of vacation you want. And this is finished now with beta testing, so it's free for everyone to use, and it's probably going to turn into an app really, really soon because it's really consistent.
It has Al Gore's cell phone number on it, so you'll be all set. All right, Google.
For climate change.
Yes. Says it can't afford to send the government gender pay data. What in the world is that all about?
Well, I don't know if you remember, a few months ago we talked about Google is being investigated by the Labor Department because they're a government contract. So they have to make sure that they pay everyone fairly by gender. Google insisted that they have always paid everyone fairly and that they closed the gender gap in April. Well, it turns out that may or may not be true. But now, instead of turning over all of their records, they're saying that it's going to cost them way too much money and that they don't have it. Now, it's very easy to see Google's recent earnings reports, and it looks like they definitely would have enough money to pay for this. Google argues that it's going to cost them $100,000 in lawyer fees and 500 hours of labor.
Yeah, okay. We'll be having a moment of silence for Google at any moment now. All right, Tech Talk time.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.